You know, there's a difference between being offering better value and being able to dish up so much money up front.
Right.
It's no secret in the industry, you know, that Intel has put a lot of efforts, a lot of engineering resources up front to help with the conversion of the software ecosystem. They have that critical mass. I don't.
Did you guys get to make a? Did you make a bid on for the Apple?
I wouldn't disclose that, but I'm, as you can tell from my body language, I'm not, you know, neither surprised nor irritated. I think that, you know, there was a set of good business thinking and decisions that were made. It
right.
probably made sense, despite the fact that it's counterintuitive from a performance and even from a philosophy perspective. I think there's a lot more in common between Apple and AMD than between Apple and Intel.
Right.
You know, from a business perspective, it was certainly the right decision. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made it.
Right.
Why would I second guess Apple's smarts?
Yeah.
But I think that on the long run, it brought a community of users to an instruction set where, as I told you, we plan to play a major role. And so, you know, being the ever optimistic guy, I'd say that when Apple was on a different environment, our chances of getting them in business were very slim. Now that they're going to be on the x86 space, I think our chances have increased significantly.